Welcome to the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast, your best source for information, news, tips, and tricks to get you off the ground running and earn success with your custom apparel decorating business. So get ready to soak up some knowledge. Now, here are your hosts, Mark and Mark.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to yet another episode of the CAS Podcast. My name is Mark Stevenson.
And this is Mark Vila, and today we've got a part three of 2022 business planning. You don't have to do this in January. You don't have to do it in February, because these rules apply for any time you're planning to grow your business. So you could pick it when you want. So if you're listening to this in the future, it's good stuff.
Honestly, like I'm gonna kind of like give you a peek under the hood. We've actually planned out some episodes in 90 days or so to see what your progress is. So, you know, whenever you start, we'll have reminder episodes coming up to make sure that we're that you're staying on track.
Great. Well, part one was looking back at last year's business, looking back in time and what you've done. Right? A great episode. If you're brand new, maybe that looking back is just research you've done, right? About the business and what you're going to do.
That's another numbers episode. It's really important that you do that if you're in business, especially, so you'll have a basis for planning for this.
And if you're brand new, it's a very important episode, because there's a future you that didn't listen to that episode. And then you got to the next year, and that's, you want to look at some of your numbers, and you said, I didn't track any of that stuff. Yeah. And then you said, I wish I would have. So it's great for a new business, because it gives you an insight of what to look at. Part two was goal setting. So setting goals, right? What did you do? What do you want to do? Right. And once you know what you want to do, this episode is how you're going to get there. So this is implementing your goals, getting out there, making them happen.
And this is really kind of a pick your numbers, pick your situation that you want to be in the future, and working your way backwards. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of the math and the tactics that you'll use to implement the goals that you set. Mm-hmm. Kind of, right? This is kind of what you have to do. Like, okay, I want a big house. I want to work for 30 minutes a day. I want to, you know, I want to quit my job. I want a fantastic side hustle so I can go on vacation. Whatever that is, and that you've written down from last episode, these are the concrete steps that you need to map out, so you get to the number, the situation that your goal is.
Yeah, it's great, right? So, you know, some of the questions we wrote that, you know, we'll answer, right? What do you need to do to reach your goals? If you need to sell 400 more shirts or whatever you sell a month, how are you going to do it? Are you looking to grow your business? What are you going to need to grow it to get to this new number? Is this a brand new business? And what are you going to do to get to those first things? So what we'll start with is we'll go into kind of doing that backwards math, I think, right? Where we're talking about, this is the goal. This is what it means, right? We're triangle it down from a big idea to more concrete things. And then we'll look at what you can do to generate that more business or new business. And we'll get into some concrete numbers, and then we'll get into how you experiment a little bit. So let's start with I'll just read this and I'll let you go. How about that? Yeah. If you want to make $50,000 in profit, that's the goal, right? You might think that's a really small number or a huge number. It's just a number. Okay. You want to make $50,000 in profit. You sell shirts for $20 and you make $10 a shirt, right? We're doing easy math. Yep. That means you need to sell 5,000 shirts. 50,000 divided by $10 and 5,000 shirts will get you $50,000 in profit. Right. And then we'll break it down to one more level. That means you need to sell about 417 shirts a month.
Yeah.
That's your goal.
So here's what a few things I want to point out about that is there's a big difference between your revenues and your profits. right? So we're not talking about $50,000 a month in sales. We're talking about the difference between what you sell things for and all of the expenses that it takes to make those things and sell those things, right? So you've got your top line, you've got your business expenses, you've got your cost of materials and supplies and everything that we went over kind of in the last episode to get to your profit per item. And we're making it really simple for you here by just saying it's a shirt that you sell for $20 and it costs you $10 to make it, including the blank. So you make $10 a shirt. And that specific calculation, which hopefully you'll get from last year's numbers, or you'll surmise or figure based on some of the information that you've read or other of our podcasts you listen to, that $10 a shirt is a pretty conservative number in our business.
Yeah. And one thing to mention in this is where we say the shirt costs you 20 and you profit 10. Right, is you're going to want to do your best. And if you're in business, you know this. If you're not, you're going to have to predict a bit, but it's all your expenses, right? So the cost of the shirt, the cost of the ink, the cost of a lease if you're leasing your equipment, right? And this is true of anything, doesn't matter rent. If it's mugs or shirts, right?
Yeah.
You know, rent, if you're paying rent somewhere, doing your taxes, right? I mean, these are all these things. And because we're looking for kind of a simple number, that we want the business to profit a certain dollar amount.
Yeah.
Now, I think if you're going to do this as an exercise for yourself, you can write down four things, which we've written here, right? Yep. You have kind of a profit goal. How much money do you want to make at the end of this? How much does your business want to make? If you have an LLC, this might be the amount that you take out of that LLC as your money from it, right? And we said 50,000 just as a number. Second number you write down is how many shirts do you have to sell to get to that 50,000, right? So 50,000, and we said 10 bucks per shirt was the number. And the last episode, we dove into how to get more of those numbers a little better if you need that. So that means 500 shirts. That's 5,000 shirts. That's the second number you wrote down. So 50,000, 5,000 shirts. Then what does that mean in revenue? It's important to know that number, right? How much cash did you actually take in? So that's 5,000 shirts times 20 bucks, right? 100,000 in revenue. That's your third number. And then the fourth number is really two numbers. It's a monthly goal, because we said in the last episode, an annual goal is too big. Mm-hmm. I can't do 10,000 pushups in a year. That sounds ridiculous, right? but you know, we said, well, I'm just going to do the math just for fun because I love talking about that. That's only 27 pushups a day, 27.39. So the last one is a third of a pushup.
It's literally my least favorite topic in the universe is pushups. It's just
like, yeah. But if you had to do 10 in the morning and 10 at lunch and 7 before dinner, that's not that much. And you've done 10,000 pushups. So that's the point of this monthly goal. So the fourth number is your monthly goals, which we said is 417 shirts, divide 5,000 by 12, divide 8,340 in revenue and 4,170 in profit. And that actually will exceed your $50,000 goal right there.
So my favorite number in all of this, and I think probably the most useful number from one perspective, is that number of shirts that you have to sell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you can break that down into, that can inform like, okay, so what kind of orders do I want? You know, do I want one order for 417 shirts every month? Or is my business set up where I need to do 10 orders? Or is that 417 orders because I only sell one shirt at a time? So I like it because it actually sounds like a pretty easy goal for making 50 G's a year. It really does. You know, 417 shirts is not a lot.
Yeah, it's not that much. And go to, if anyone's doubting that and you want to just have a little visual thing, just go and empty out all the drawers for your whole family and count up how many shirts you have. Then you realize how many you need to donate to Goodwill or something because you haven't worn them in 8 years, but
right.
those are all the shirts that you own. Or if you look at a restaurant, if you get one restaurant to do your business and they have 20 people that work there, you know, that could be 100 shirt order and a snap. Yeah. And then referral business that comes from there. So getting to that number is not unrealistic at all. Super realistic number, especially for if you're looking at side hustle-ish, first year-ish, or a growing business.
And if you're, I mean, like, and you know, again, this math works out. So if your number is $100,000 a year that you want to make, then it's 834 shirts that you'll need. You're going to be doing a couple of hundred shirts a week. It still sounds like a suspiciously low number. You know what I mean? Like it still sounds like very achievable. So, you know, but don't change your goals now, right? You already did the math and, you know, what you did last year in the first part of this 2022 planning project. And in the second part, you already figured out your goals. So don't necessarily change them right now based on what you're learning today. You know, figure out, go through the entire exercise with what your goals you set in the last episode was, and then maybe you can take another look.
Yeah, there's two things I want to mention in regards to all these things. For one, we're doing math numbers that are easy to do, so we can say them, and you don't need a calculator. You can just use your brain and you can think of it, right? So one person's going to say, "How do you make $10 a shirt?" Right? You can't do that, right? There's somebody saying that right now. There's another person saying, "I would never only make $10 a shirt."
I've literally seen that conversation a thousand times.
So it's just a number. Your niche is much different than somebody else down the road. There's a difference between volume selling and individual selling, high fashion selling versus selling to nonprofits. I mean, there's so many things. These are numbers and you pick your numbers. There's no wrong answer and there's no right one. I'll tell you, there is a right one. The right one is the one where you're hitting your goals and making profits. Your goals.
I like that a lot.
So that's a big thing with that. And then the other thing was just, I was going to say about the goal setting, just a second quick thing on that is it is important to you realize what your dream is, what you need to achieve that dream. And then you run that business according to that. And you're going to take the following steps, how to achieve those goals. These are really important that they're for you and your business. There's a FOMO thing, like a fear of missing out thing where you do all this and you're like, dang, I really should be trying to do more or better.
Which we do all the time.
Yeah. Because somebody else does, or it could have, you know, or why didn't I shoot higher? Right. I mean, that's always something that's always a thought out there. But if you did the exercise correctly, the math you're doing achieves what you wanted. So you get trust yourself a little bit because you try to go too far away from that dream and you make it unattainable and you give up. That's something I heard.
So let's break this down. Like you've got the 417 shirts that you need to sell.
Yep.
Right. So the first step is kind of based on part one of the series, and that is, you know, you've got to take a look at what has worked for you in the past or what is working for you right now with those goals in mind. You know, so how did you sell, you know, how many shirts did you sell a month or a week last year? And what's that difference? And how did you sell those? Right? What methods did you use that got you to that 200 shirts or 300 shirt or 400 shirt range that you need to examine before you figure out how to get to 417.
Mm-hmm. So you've already done things right last year in your business, if you're existing, that made you the money that you made last year, that sold, that helped you sell the amount of orders that you did last year. And what you want to do is the purpose of this kind of question is you're looking to replicate what you did before at scale, as long as it meets two things, right? You met your profit per shirt goal, So if you said 10 bucks is the number, you want to replicate orders, ways of getting those $10 per shirt, right?
Or better.
Or better. Yeah. If you sold a bunch of shirts at $2 per shirt, that's not one you're trying to replicate, because that's not part of your goal unless you redo your numbers for $2 a shirt.
Right.
Right. Yep. And the second thing is it, and this is a little harder to say, but you have to be able to replicate it. You can replicate it.
So I especially like that because, you know, the vast majority of people that have small customization businesses, you know, it's all word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many of them don't really, especially if it's a side hustle, you know, it's people at work, you know, it's their family members that make connections. It's, you know, it's people from church or from a leads group or a fraternal organization or something like that, that you belong to, that you're already plugged in on. So oftentimes that those first sets of sales are easy and you don't actually have to do that much. You don't have to year one. Frequently you started a business, this custom t-shirt business as an example, because there was already a demand. Like you were already paying too much for custom t-shirts at your high school. And you knew you could get in, you know, so there's some built-in business that's pent up there. But year two and year three, once you have growth goals, you know, these are the times where you really got to look at, okay, if all of my business is referrals, I only know a certain number of people and I've told all of them, you know, how can I expand that or replicate?
Yeah. So in this example specifically from referral, you're talking about first a single degree of separation referral.
Yeah, these are personal.
They know you.
Yes.
Which is different than other referrals talk about later. But yeah, the single degree of separation, your brother, your pastor, your boss at your day job, you're the person who runs the little league that your kid goes to. You knew all these people, you got that business. Now, that is harder to replicate because it's harder to just say, well, I will just get 10 more friends that really trust me. Right. You know, I mean,
which you could,
but that's different. So, so it's a little harder to replicate that because these are people who just gave it to you because you're you.
Yeah.
And it's harder to replicate just those relationships.
So when you go past that, that's really when you're getting into the marketing part of the business and the advertising part of the business.
So I think we can go into it then next is you've got that business and you're getting some other referral business from that business, right? You do a job for your pastor, the pastor loved it, and you do stuff for the church. And then another church down the road, you went to some sort of a community meeting and the two pastors had a chat and they said, you know, I'd love to use someone that goes to your congregation.
Yeah.
And then so those referrals are going to happen, but you didn't do anything actively to make that happen.
Right.
Which is what a lot of people do. They passively get referrals. And so this next step is going to be talking about the surefire ways to generate business for startups. So if you're looking to hit goals and you're just getting referrals from people you know, and then passive referrals, it's hard to replicate that and predict that. So this is going to be stuff that you can do that are kind of the surefire ways to generate business. So let's just talk about some of them.
Yeah. And it's important to think about these in the way that, you know, that's based on your last year's experience. If you did pay for ads like Facebook ads or Instagram or TikTok or whatever you're doing, then definitely don't ignore that if they were profitable and successful. If you did cold call or, you know, if you did actively, you know, network and prospect for connection business, then, you know, don't set that by the wayside. You need to know those numbers from last year so you can identify which one works best or which one or three work best. So you can expand on that.
Oh, so thank you. Thank you for saying that, because I didn't write in the notes and we almost passed something really important. But so Mark brought up a point that was a further of something that we were just talking about. you look at what you, how you got business, any ways you got business. And some of those for existing business are going to be paid ads, pay-per-click. Maybe you did Google ads, or you put some sort of local ads out or something like that. You paid to get business in one way or another, and it generated business. You should know your numbers on that. And then you say, can I replicate that? Meaning, can I spend more money in Google? Can I take out more local ads that are similar? Maybe I did something in the local, you know, a local magazine that goes out to businesses in a certain zip code. Well, can I do four other zip codes? Can I do the same thing? If you did Facebook or Google ads or something like that, maybe similar, can I spend more money on them? If you had a niche you advertised to, like you advertised to fishing and you're doing fishing shirts, right? Is there another niche similar that you can replicate doing that same formula for, like advertising to people who have boats, right? Similar, related to fishing. And this is kind of the replication thing, that you know your numbers, where you can say, I spent $10,000 in ads. I know it generated $100,000 in revenue. I did all the math. All those sales were profitable. That got me to 3/4 of my goal. My goal is 15% more. How much do I have to spend to get that? And you do the math. What if I would have spent 10% more? There's my number at the end. 20%. Yeah. There's my number, until you say, okay, I need to spend 30% more. And assuming all things go the same, I'll be able to hit my goal. So that's the fin of what's worked in the past. Do it again, do it bigger, do it more, do it faster, do it stronger.
Yep.
Right. Now, if you haven't done that and you've just gotten the first degree referrals and then the non-action second degree referrals through the friend of a friend referrals, but you're not active in that. The connections, you're not active in that. So here's ways you can be active in generating income, and that you can hopefully have a reasonable way to predict how much work you have to do.
Yep. And I'm going to change something, because these are some ways that are definitely, that we're going to talk about next. They definitely work. They definitely will increase your business. Number one, we've got cold calls down here. I prefer, what do we call it? In one of our previous episodes, we called it active networking, I think.
Active networking.
I'm gonna change that in our
notes. Change it, sure.
Active networking, because people hate sales.
Yeah.
And they definitely hate the idea of cold calling.
Yeah.
So active networking is you know what networking is? That's when you meet new people in a social setting and you talk a little business. Right. That's basically what networking is. You go to a Chamber of Commerce meeting. Hi, my name's Mark. I sell custom t-shirts. What do you do? So active networking is going into random businesses or specific businesses and doing the same thing, saying the same things. Hi, my name's Mark. I sell, custom hats, love your business. Here's my card. That's active networking.
And this is actually just going out there and getting your name in front of people over the phone, in person, whatever it might be. You are, you're wearing one of your shirts, you're carrying one of your mugs. I don't know what you're doing, but you're out there and you're physically letting the community or your niche market. And if you haven't listened to any of our niche market type of episodes, listen to those. But you're letting them know what you do.
Yep.
And then we'll go through some others, and then we can talk about some of the rules on how you can kind of do the math to figure out.
Okay.
How
much I like that. You
have to do, right. So the next is asking for referrals. So that's active referral seeking.
Yep. And that would be, if you're still at the level one stage where almost all your customers are connections, that is not waiting for them to happen to have a conversation with someone that they know and mention you. It's calling them or emailing them or texting them and say, hey, listen, I'm actively looking for more business. Who do you know that you think might be a good customer for me?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And so it's inspiring them to think about who they know, who they're connected to, and who else might be a good customer for you.
Yep.
And that's a huge bonus.
Yeah, huge one. And this is something that you do active and passive when the passive is still an active way, right? So one way is you ask them for a referral, right? A person's name or contact. Mm-hmm. And then the other way, once you've already asked them for that, and maybe they didn't have anybody yet. Another way you do it is when you see them next, or when you deliver their goods, or you remind them, hey, yeah, please, I'm still looking for customers. You know, I'm looking for customers. Keep my name in mind if somebody mentions something that I do, you know, so they don't have anybody to tell you yet, but remind them to keep your name in mind. So this is actively, this is something that you do always.
And we've got podcast episodes on this, but I just want to mention a few active tips, and that's to prod their thoughts by saying, you know, for example, do you have anybody that works with a big school that's got a sports team? Do you know anybody that runs a small business like a hair salon or a small restaurant? You know, give them a couple of examples to think about while they're going through their daily lives. Then they realize, oh yeah, my brother-in-law owns like a chain of hair cutting places. Mm-hmm. You know, I bet he could use something. Cool.
Yeah.
Next step.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And this is something that all this stuff is trackable, right? Mm-hmm. This is something you do. So you should, if you're going to do the cold calls or the door knocking, you track how many times you did it that day, that week, that month. Same thing with referrals. You track the numbers. You could, another one of these kind of surefire way is actual networking, attending network events, joining clubs, going to virtual or in-person or phone meetings, joining Facebook groups of people in your area or in your niche. This is getting your name and your business in front of other people in a way that's expected, right? So if you go to a networking event, if you join the Chamber of Commerce, if you join a business local Facebook group, whatever it might be, everyone's expecting to tell what they want to do and hear what you have to do.
Yeah.
And this is another, I know so many people who have small businesses personally that aren't even in the customization business, that's the only way, that's how they grew their business only.
Yeah.
Nothing more than joining those things and talking to everybody. And that's how they get all their business. And then they do some referral asking if they're good.
Right.
And then the next one is calling people who bought from you before.
Oh man, this is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
You know, one of my favorites, because, you know, a lot of you folks, you know, typically, you know, again, year one, year two, you're pretty much probably just tracking your customers in QuickBooks or FreshBooks or your accounting software. You know, you really don't have a system for, they bought for a big holiday party that they have with their family over Thanksgiving. You don't have a way to remind yourself to call them next year to see if they're going to have that party again. You know, so getting in touch with old customers, people that have bought with you, maybe not bought in a while. I mean, that's panning for gold, you know, right. You know,
right.
Guaranteed result.
And we say the word call means email, text message, Facebook message, contact, just get in front of their face in one way or another, virtually or in person, and say, how you been? Hope everything's good. Last year, maybe you did this. Is this going to happen again? Or I hope you really enjoyed that. I'd love to do it again for you. Or by the way, here's a good idea if you're interested. And you just say stuff to your old customers, and you track this as well. You track all of this stuff, and they will all generate business. And then you can kind of do some math on that. And this is hard if you don't have previous data, right? So you're going to gather data as you're doing it, and then you're going to guess ahead of time, and you can change your guess and move, because you're going to have to figure out how much of this activity do I have to do to reach my goals.
And you've got, but you do have to commit to tracking it. And I promise your business is going to be better if you do.
Yeah, you've got to do it. And there's like this 10% rule that's just, it oftentimes is true, but it's just a great guessing start, right? That if you talk to 10 people, one of them is going to be interested in what you do, right?
Yeah.
One of them is going to be interested in what you do. If you go to a party and you talked and it's a kid's birthday party and there's 10 moms and dads there and you talk to 10 different families and you say hi and you say what you do, one of them is going to say, yeah, and they're going to tell you all about something, right? And then you could maybe say maybe somewhere between 10 or 25 or 30% of those people are going to buy from you in the near future.
Yep.
Right. So, and that's all this depends. That's why you got to track it. There's no,
so before I forget, I have a challenge for people. If you're in a room with 10 to 20 people or more, if you have the guts to do it, just stand on a chair and say, I sell custom t-shirts. And I guarantee if everybody in the room knows that you sell custom t-shirts, somebody's going to walk up to you and say, hey, you know what? I need custom t-shirts.
Let me tell you a story about that.
Okay. Yeah. Do it.
So it was, I don't remember. It was a party. And we're at a party at a friend's house and there was, and we're playing a card game. Right. And there was drinks involved and I forget it was me or somebody else, because I did have some drinks, but I think it might have been, anyway, it doesn't matter. Let's just say it was me. Story. I pick up a card and it's a business card. And I was like, what's this doing on the table? Right. We're playing cards. And then someone else said something and like, one of the guys here is a realtor. He left his some cards on the table probably. And everyone's like, oh, okay, whatever. So then it's karaoke time. This is two hours later. Everyone's like in it. And the party is really going now. You know, right. It's after midnight and they were playing card games at 10. So the guy gets to do his karaoke and I recognize the face from the card, because if you're a realtor, you have to have your face on the card. I don't know.
For some reason, I don't know why, but
yeah,
but for the reason of this story that you're going to tell.
Yeah. And I knew it was him. And then he says, everybody take out your phone. And we're like, well, we got a game. There's a game's about to be played. And let me put in my phone number. And then I'm like, I'm putting my phone back in my pocket. I don't know what this is. I'm out of this game now. And then if you need to sell your house, call me. And it was not well received, also, because we're at like midnight karaoke.
Yeah.
Drinking games at 10 o'clock. I mean, this is like, everybody is like, this is near wrap up time because we're getting into the karaoke. Everyone's going to run out of gas in about 3 songs. but he did do that. I don't know if he got a single piece of business out of it, but I threw his card away.
You know what? I gotta tell you, if he gave me his name.
If you're listening to this, by the way, I didn't do that. That was a joke. I'm going to call you.
Well, I mean, like, so for me, I fully support what he did, but I would not want to be at that party. I think the karaoke kind of cancels out.
Yeah.
The business idea.
Let me tell you how I would have done it.
Okay.
I would have picked the most singable karaoke song, probably by Googling what's the most single best karaoke singable song.
I think it's either Row, Row, Row Your Boat or I Will Survive.
Not
one of those.
Neither. Maybe like, I don't know. Doesn't matter. We're not getting into that.
Okay.
So you pick your age group, you figure out the song, you get the best song that you feel like 75% of people are going to sing along with me. And then you play that song. It doesn't matter the fact that you're terrible at karaoke.
Okay.
And you've had a few, you know, wines or beers.
Yeah.
Because everyone's sang it with you and it's like now the best song of the night. And then when you're done and everyone's like really just high and happy off of that song,
yeah,
you say, thank you very much. by the way,
I sell custom t-shirts. Yeah.
And talk houses. To me if you want to. I entertained you, and I'm even better at making shirts.
So I think we've given a couple of extreme examples here, but you get the idea.
There was 30 people at that party, so you should track that.
Yeah.
Okay. But you want to, because what we're going to say is you're going to talk, and then if you talk to 100 people, I'm going to go into numbers because I'm stumbling. If you talk to 100 people, 10 of them are going to be interested, right? And then 1 to 3 of those people are going to buy, right? Yeah. And it sounds like a lot talking to 100 people, right? But as you start breaking it down into degrees of separation, if you go to a network meeting and there's 20 people there, maybe 2 directly of them are going to be interested. But you talk to 18 other people who aren't interested now, maybe later. So they're also in that maybe bucket, that later. But they might refer you to 1 or 2 other people because you're asking for referrals. And then somebody might shout you out on their social media or their LinkedIn because you asked for a referral, and they just might say, you know what? I don't know, but I'll tweet your name out. You know, you're a nice person. So those 20 people can quickly jump up to that 100 very quick. And if you do, if you're doing multiple events, and if you're doing it at the baseball game, and you're doing it at the party, and you're doing it at an actual networking event in the Chamber of Commerce, you quickly start seeing that those doors are opening up.
I think this math is really important, because this is what becomes attractive about starting to learn how to do things like paid social advertising. You know, if you advertise on Facebook, or you actively market in a Facebook group, you may get that opportunity to deliver that message, I sell custom t-shirts, to 100 people in a day and get that response. If you had some success in the prior year with newspaper advertising or flyers or banners at a, you know, at a sporting event, you know, whatever it is, then you've delivered your message to 500 people that might be at the game. You know, so this is where, you know, you can start to see the difference. There's really a quality difference between personal interaction, but you can quickly make up for that by spending money on actual advertising. So if you've had success with that in the past, you know, don't discount it, and maybe even give it a try again, especially if you've got a big goal.
Yeah, no, that's great. I love it. And really all about it is about tracking, because what you're going to do is you're going to do your best to say, I met 15 people at this networking event and mentioned myself. I called this many businesses, and you're going to write that down. I stopped into this many businesses on the way home, and I wrote that down. I told and you're going to start writing all those things down that you're doing. I asked for this many referrals, and you're going to get business, and you're going to be sure to find out how you got it, right? How'd you hear from me, right? Everyone's going to say how they did. Oh, so-and-so told me about you. Or when you write that down, and hopefully if you're keeping track of these people, or your memory is pretty good, you remember where that lead came from. So-and-so came to me. Oh yeah. Baseball dad, you know?
Yeah.
And then you can start tracking, and over time you will start to build up. If I call this many people, I'm going to get this many sales. If I go to this many events and talk to this many people, I'm going to get this much sales.
Listen,
and if it becomes predictable.
If you look back at last year and you had a great month and you don't know why, you don't know where the customer came from or the 2 customers came from. And if you find yourself saying like, oh, the economy was great last year, you know, or the economy sucked last year, and that's the reason your business was really good or not good at all, then you're not doing any of these things and you're paying for it. Mm-hmm. You know, you either paid for it last year, or you're going to pay for it this year, because you don't know how to duplicate your success and avoid your failures.
Yeah.
So, What Mark said about tracking and writing that stuff, it can be a Google sheet, or, you know, I mean, It can be a legal pad for now. I don't really care how you do it to start, as long as you start by the time you end this podcast.
Yeah. And the reason is this, right? This is what you get to, right? If I talk to X number, and this is, it's not over time, it's predictable. So this is very,
right. It's not predictable crazy. On a daily basis.
Yeah. This is crazy. The first 90 days, and in six months, it barely makes sense. But if you've been doing this for years, you'll have a formula that's like, no, over time, this is how it works. Right.
Yeah.
So, if you talk to X amount of people, then, or I'm sorry, you might just have you, the goal is to get to a number, right? So I'll talk about a real number. Yours might end up being for every 20 people I interact with personally, I generate $500 in business. Because this is how the math worked as I've tracked it. I tracked the number of people I talked to. I tracked the different ways I talked to them. I tracked the sales and I tracked how much those sales were. And I got that. So if you need to sell $100,000 in revenue, you do the math. You need to communicate with 4,000 people or 330 a month. And it seems like a reasonable big number to have 330 conversations. But realistically, if you're talking about work days and business and you're picking up the phone and talk is also email and social media. And so in one night, you know, it could be 15 people at a party, birthday party, right? Boom, you had 15 people, but also you worked that day. And you also went to lunch, and on the way to lunch, you talked to five. While you were working, you called eight old customers. You know, that one day, single day, you could have talked to 50 people.
Yeah.
Right. And then, so it's like, boom, I mean, you're like 15, 20% to your monthly goal in one day. And then it's also, and anyone who's worked in sales, if you've worked in sales before, you know that, I mean, you pick up the phone, you email, you do all that stuff, you get it done.
Yeah, it's good. And I really like the, you know, working that, you know, 417 shirts or whatever your shirt number is a month and breaking it down that way too. So, you know, you can look at, you know, when I contact these kinds of people, they buy between 20 and 40 shirts from me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I only need to talk to 10 of those kinds of people.
Yeah.
You know,
you'll start to get it, right? Because that 20 and 500 was just a number, right?
Yeah.
You know, and it could be, well, if I talk to 10 people at networking events, those generate 1500 in sales.
Right.
If I talk to 30 people at parties and social events, that generates $500. And then you could start thinking about it. And it also starts, then you can start replicating that. Yeah. Am I going to go to this party? I don't really know that person that well.
Yeah.
Looks like if I go there, the number says I'm going to make $500.
And because I'm going to wear, by the way, it's because I'm wearing my t-shirt that says I make custom t-shirts.
At least you have your logo on or something. Right.
More blunt.
Yeah. And you just say, if I go to this thing, I know I'm going to generate $500. Why? Because I'm going to be friendly. I'm going to wear my logo. And that's typically the math I ran into over the past, you know, 18 months that I've been tracking this, that every time I go to a party, I make $500. Yeah. So, and I'll also get some free hamburgers and pizza. I don't know. I'll save $10 on lunch. There's a birthday gift involved. We'll have another podcast on how to get cheap birthday.
Yeah.
You make them a shirt.
That is great.
Gosh. All right.
You make them a shirt that says, this guy sells custom t-shirts. Here's his phone number.
But making them something that you do, or a series of a few shirts, is a pretty good idea. You know,
This is why you have to listen to the podcast until the end. Cause this is when Mark Vila saves his good ideas.
Well, we have 5 minutes left. And we should just talk about new ways to generate business if you're not doing them yet. And these aren't the surefire ways. These are the risk reward ways, I think, because this is going to involve work and money. So let's just talk about what they are. And really it's a whole podcast just to talk about how to set these things up. But
right. And I think I already blew some of that in advance by saying, you write Facebook or Google a check.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you try paid ads. You know, that's something that requires you to either hire somebody develop skills and write a check all at the same time. You know, but the payoff can be extreme.
Yep. Yep.
Like it's Coldesi's whole business is from, you know, it's from online work, online advertising and things like that.
Online. So there's SEO, right? There's getting found online on Google by making sure you set yourself up to be found online. There's paid ads that are through social media, and then there's tons of paid ads everywhere. There's other things that, like direct mail or local ads that some people run their businesses off those, right? I mean, you get ads all the time like that, right? Social media, there's newer things out there, like working with influencers, you know, paying people that might be local influencers or influencers in your niche, you know, that you could pay with or work with or do something for that they'll shout you out online and they've got a lot of followers. There's trade publications if you have niche markets, right? So you might find that there's a local fishing club and they have a website and you sell fishing shirts and maybe they even do a little ad thing and it's a few hundred bucks to put it on there for you know, a few months. You know, these are all ways to generate business that unfortunately you can't know exactly what they're going to do. But it's just like the networking thing. You can't know for your niche and your business until you do it and track it. These are all the same. You're going to spend some money. Hopefully, if you've listened to our podcast on how you do some of this stuff right, then you'll be set yourself up for success. But you're going to write somebody a check, and they're going to do local ads, or they're going to do SEO for you, or they're going to do Google ads. And hopefully it's going to work out in a way where it's profitable because it's been built right. But that might not work in week one or week five or week eight. It might take a few months to really learn that. But this is part of kind of your goal and your planning is, well, I really feel I can make money on Google because I sell this product. I'm going to invest X amount of dollars a month or whatever it is, because that's my part of achieving this goal is getting to a new scalable level that is paid advertisement.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. So those are important ways to do it too. I would say the hierarchy of this podcast is on purpose. If you are in business and you've done things like all the stuff we just mentioned, paid ads and all that stuff, and they work, figure out how to replicate them. First thing, right? Because you know it works, it's scalable. If you haven't done them yet, don't skip to the third part yet. You have to go through part two, right? Part two was the networking and referrals and all that stuff, because that's business that's waiting for you. That's just you actively getting out there and looking for referral business.
Yep.
You don't have to attend 100 parties a month. I mean, you could go smaller, right? And just join.
And you can avoid karaoke.
You can avoid karaoke. I mean, you don't have to go crazy with this stuff, but you should be doing that first. If you're not doing something within that realm, then you're potentially missing out. Now, if you got a fat wallet and you're very antisocial, then you can skip that area and you can say, you know what? I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to go to anything. I don't want to ask anybody. I don't really want to do anything. I just want to run an internet business that people come to me. Then you're down to these other ways of marketing, which you'll just spend some money to do typically, because the chances of you making a viral TikTok video that 5 million people see,
zero.
It's winning the lottery.
Zero. Yeah.
It's winning the lottery. And then I have one last anecdote, then we can go. Right. Okay. This is about all this stuff. Your friend did a video on TikTok and sold 10,000 fishing lures. Okay. So it's not your friend. It's your wife. Her work friend's husband and brother own this, right? So you're actually like 2-3 degrees of separation away from these people. They're not close to you. Mm-hmm. So then you're like, well, I know somebody who did that. Of course it's achievable. No, That's not you. What you have to do is, if you want to really see the math on that, is you have to think about, how many people do I know? How many people do they know? So you can say it's the same amount of people that I know times that. So if you know 100 people and all of them know 100 people, you're at 100 times 100. And then now it was 1 degree from that. So it's 100 times 100 times 100. I don't know. Are we at a million yet?
100,000.
100 times 100. So one out of 100,000.
A million.
A million. Yeah. Okay. I thought it was a million. One out of a million did that. You've heard one story out of a group of a million people.
Yeah.
And when you think about it that way, now when you start talking to your friends who are business owners and really asking them how they did it, all the stuff that we just talked about today is what you're going to hear.
Yeah.
They look.
Nobody said it was easy. I did a TikTok dance wearing the watch I sell.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. So I think that wraps this up, right?
Yeah, that's good. I think that was part three of the series. And I'll close off my side just by saying that go back through it all. Go back through it all. We're not making any of this stuff up. Mm-hmm. Right? This is the process that we go through, Cold SE and Coleman and Company together. We grew tremendously over the past 2 years for a variety of reasons. And we know what all of those reasons are. And we know how much money we spent to get there. We know what we spent it on. And we're in the process of going through everything that we've just talked about with you over the past three planning episodes so we can plan for 2022 and beyond. So it's not... just for big businesses. It's not just for small businesses. We're not making it up. If you go through the process, your business will be better than it has been.
Yeah, that's great. I love it. And all this is true. This, all of everything that we did here, you will 100% get more business if you do just a fraction of some of the stuff, if you're not already. So great. Wrap it up, Mark. Say goodbye.
Okay. This has been Mark Stevenson from Cold SE.
And Mark Vila.
You guys have a fantastic 2022.